90s and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Thank you so much, Wanda. I really appreciate that. Today we're going to have a family office focus. We're going to talk about 1031 basics, and we're also going to talk about how to do due diligence for your family office transaction. But before we do that, I want to talk about where I am tonight. And what I want to do is I want to introduce Bruce Marks. Bruce has spent 30 years as an activist and an advocate fighting for the American dream. And we're here today at the NACA Miami event, and we're basically talking about what NACA does and what they're going to do here in Miami. So, Tim, Bruce, we only got about a minute, so go ahead.
So what we're doing here is that we have the first day over 1,000 people, and everybody is here wanting to be a homeowner with the best mortgage in America. So everybody gets the same deal. No down payment, no closing costs, no fees at a below market fixed rate. It's one of the things that sounds too good to be true, but it is reality. NACA has over $13 billion committed to this mortgage. We are at the Miami Airport Convention Center. We're here today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning. We go late into the night. So anybody that wants to be a homeowner, they need to be here because everything is free. And we do the four steps. Workshop, then we get your documents, bring all your documents. Then you do one-on-one counseling, and you get with a NACA underwriter to be approved for NACA's Best in America mortgage, or your next step. So you stick with NACA, you'll be a homeowner on the best terms in America.
Thank you so much, Bruce. Wanda, I'm going to toss it to you. Let's do a little music, and then we'll be on with our first guest. Our first guest is Pamela. Pamela is with, hold on a second. I'm really sorry. Pamela is with the Asset Preservation Incorporated. They're a 1031 exchange firm. We'll be right back after this. Wanda, take it away.
This one got a princely racket. That's what I said now. Got some mixy love on his jacket. Ain't it his head now? You remember him? Your father will condone you. How about that now? You remember on you, he'll need his hat now. Marry him or marry me. I'm the one that left him, but can't you see? I ain't got no pitch or family tree, but I know what a Prince and lover ought to be. I know what a Prince and lover ought to be. Said if you.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, you need a complex or even easy real estate solution? Need a special situation in real estate solves? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. That's not just a tagline. We work with family offices all across the country to help them place debt and equity and also execute their real estate plans. So if you need help, give me a call again, Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. Financing, equity transactions, joint ventures, urban land sales. That's right. We even do tenant representation for some of the finest tenants here in South Florida. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Sandstone was recently recognized as one of the top 25 commercial real estate firms in South Florida by the South Florida Business Journal. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
And everything
Jim Fried
I had to know.
And Wanda Miles.
I heard it on my radio.
On 880, The Biz. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. We are back, and I apologize for the technical difficulties. We're at a remote location, and sometimes people just get in my face and start talking. So, Pam, I apologize for butchering the introduction on the preview, but I'll make it up to you now. We're with Pamela Michaels, Esquire. She's a senior vice president of asset preservation in New York. Pamela specializes in guiding attorneys, CPAs, investors, financial advisors, and other real estate professionals through the regulations and requirements of the 1031 exchange. Pamela, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Now, tell me a little bit about, let's just lay the groundwork. What is a 1031 exchange and why is it so attractive to folks?
Well, a 1031 exchange is a provision of the Internal Revenue Code that allows investors on the sale of appreciated real estate to defer their capital gain taxes, which means you will pay those taxes later, if ever, because they can continuously get rolled over. So it's one of the last provisions of the tax code that allows for such significant tax savings. And our investors today are faced with basically capital gain taxes of 25 to 35% on the sale of their real estate. So this is a significant savings.
Now, you said pay taxes maybe not ever. How do you push taxes out forever?
Many people swap and keep exchanging over and over again. They'll buy a new piece of replacement investment property, hold on to it for several years, sell that, again, not do their 1031, buy replacement property again in another 1031 exchange. And the law today is, should you pass away with that asset in your estate, your heirs will inherit it at a stepped-up basis, and the capital gain disappears. So you swap till you drop. That's what we say in the industry.
Now, is everything able to be 1031? Does the thing have to be similar? How does all that work? How does it match up? Because it says exchange. What are they exchanging?
Very, very good questions, Jim. Well, after the Tax Act of 2018, we now are limited to only exchanging real property. So first, you have to have real property, and it's got to be property that you've held for investment or use in a trade or business. So both what you're selling and buying need to qualify. We spend a good deal of time going over a client's facts on the phone and in emails and so forth to ensure that they are going to be able to substantiate that they've actually held for investment.
Now, what kind of properties qualify? Can I do this with a house? Does it have to be a shopping center or apartment building?
No.
Can a mobile home park work?
Commercial, industrial qualify. Vacant land can qualify. Residential can qualify. What does not qualify is your primary residence while it's your primary residence or property that you've used exclusively for your personal enjoyment. And there's all kinds of structuring assistance we can give clients if they're not sitting in the right position with a piece of property to enable them to convert their use from use that did not qualify to use that does qualify.
And is there a specific location this has to be in? Does it have to be in a special area of town? It can be anywhere, the United States, overseas?
You're a step ahead of me. It can be anywhere in the United States. You have to sell and buy U.S. to U.S. To fit within the safe harbor of the code, And believe it or not, there is authority for foreign-to-foreign exchanges to qualify, London to France. But what you can't do is you can't sell in New York and buy in Puerto Rico. That is clearly a non-qualifying exchange.
Well, the thing about overseas to overseas is a new one to me. So high five to you guys on that one. Now, tell me a little bit about what the API advantage is. I read about a lot about that on your website. And before we go any further, I did want to thank DJ Van Curen and his team at the Family Office Real Estate Magazine for putting this all together for us today, by the way. Big thanks to DJ.
So what's the API advantage? Well, as you might or might not know, when someone desires to perform an exchange, they must hire a qualified intermediary. The law requires that. And the qualified intermediary facilitates the 1031 exchange. Lots of details on that we don't need to go over. But what the most important factor is selecting the qualified intermediary. And what we refer to as the API advantage is that we offer the highest levels of experience, expertise, and security of funds in the industry. And why is security of funds important? Whose funds? The client's funds. Because in every 1031 exchange, the qualified intermediary is required by law to hold those funds during the exchange, which is a 180-day period typically. So security of funds is paramount, and we are fortunate to be owned and backed by a 125-year-old publicly traded company. We are part of the Stewart Title Insurance family, and they offer all of our clients the backing of the parent company, Stewart. So we have multi-layers of security. That's critical. That's one of the significant API advantages. We also offer experience of 25-plus years, a commercial division that handles very sophisticated commercial transactions, and a staff of attorneys and accountants that are experts at 1031 exchanges.
Now, you're based in New York. Does a person or a client need to be based in New York?
No, we are a nationwide company. We have people like myself in every state in the United States, and we have a headquarters in California that has a very significant staff, and another headquarters in Long Island on the East Coast. So I handle exchanges all over the U.S., as do my colleagues at the company.
Now, it says all over your resume that you're an attorney. Why does that matter in this instance?
Well, it actually does and doesn't. So in a 1031 world, I do not practice law. All I can do is act as a qualified intermediary. So we can guide the clients through the regulations and what typically is needed to comply. But when it comes to actually applying the client's facts and circumstances to the law, I cannot do that. I work as a part of a team with the client's broker, their real estate lawyer, sometimes their tax attorney, and their CPA. So we all work together, and we all have a critical part in the 1031 exchange. So I cannot give legal advice, but why is it important I'm an ESQ? Because I practiced law for about 16 years before joining API about 15 years ago, and I have a lot of real-life practical experience in handling complex real estate transactions. So I bring an added piece to the analysis of a client's deal.
Hang on just a second. We just lost Jim. Let me get him back on the phone here. It's Wanda. This is Freed on Business. Jim.
Yeah, it's been problematic.
What's happening over there?
This is not a good event. It's not a good place, but it's what it is.
Okay.
Can you just go to break, please?
All right. We'll do that. But you're still on the air here.
People can hear me now?
Yeah. Behave yourself. We got Pam on
Please
the line.
Go to break, Wanda.
Okay, let's
We'll be
do
back
that.
After this.
All right, hang on, folks.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investments Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. And we're back with Pamela Michaels, Esquire. She's a Senior Vice President of Asset Preservation, Inc. in New York. I want to thank our good friends at the Family Office Real Estate Magazine, DJ Van Curen, for bringing you on the show. And I want to apologize for all the technical issues we've been having at this remote event. So we're back. Pamela, we were just talking, I think, about what the advantage was that your team at Asset Preservation, Inc. brings to the table. Could you kind of bring me back there and then talk a little bit about important that Stuart Title is part of the team?
Sure. So what I was saying is that we have a staff of accountants and attorneys that specialize in nothing but 1031 exchanges. We have a specialized commercial division that handles complex exchange transactions where sophistication, speed, and institutional flexibility are essential to get the job done. We have free consultations. Anyone can call me for a free consultation at any time, and we'll do our very best to assist and ensure that the client understands what the requirements of the 1031 exchange are. And then also, if you're up at 3 in the morning and want to initiate an exchange, you can always go to our website and you can apply online to have an exchange initiated. And that'll be picked up first thing in the next day, business day, by one of our exchange counselors, and you will be contacted. So
you can do these all around the world. We've talked about you can do an international exchange if you're a U.S. resident, and I guess that having the 24-hour access is important with the international clientele.
And with everybody. The New Yorkers are up all night. I get more calls after 7 p.m. than I get 8 to 5.
I'm right there with you. That's what do not disturb is for. It goes on at 10, comes off at 8, and other than that, you got to text me at that point.
Right.
DJ at the Family Office magazine sent you over, and I know that you had an article in DJ's magazine. Why is it important for family offices to understand about the 1031 process?
Well, family offices usually have a significant real estate portfolio. And many times with the family offices, who are the investors? It's members of the family. And generations go by, and the family members change because, obviously, inheritance, marriage, children, and so forth. So structuring and how you properly structure a 1031 exchange is critical to family offices. With 1031, the devil is definitely in the details. If your ownership structure is not set up properly to achieve your goals when you initiate an exchange, you're in trouble. So with family offices, we start very early. We may start years before they're even thinking about selling the property to ensure that we structure the ownership correctly to achieve their goals. And each family office has different goals. And we can use special tools that are in the tax code to possibly restructure ownership. To allow, for instance, let's give a real life scenario. Let's say there's 10 family members, and they all are investors in a piece of a building in Miami or a building in New York. And now they would think about selling it, but guess what? Some of them don't want to participate and others do. So there's various tax tools that we can explain to them that allow them to possibly have some of the investors, some of the family members perform a 1031, others cash out and pay their taxes. But these are not something you're going to pull off. These are not solutions you're going to pull off the internet. They are carefully tailored by tax counsel, the client, and us as the qualified intermediary to ensure the client's goals are met and, most importantly, to withstand audit if there is an audit at the end of the day. So there's some very significant and clever tax tools that can be used, but the most important thing is you've got to start early with your tax planning. We lose Jim again?
What are some of the big mistakes that people make when they do their 1031? You said the devil's in the details. We went through the one instance, but what's another thing that people mess up on?
They don't identify in time. You have the timelines are written in stone. You have only 45 calendar days from the date of closing, not of contract, of closing, to identify potential replacement properties. In this market, those replacement properties might all be gone by day 60 when you're ready to close. Somebody else might have bought them. So strategizing is critical. Identifying plenty of replacement property, even being under contract during the 45 days or closing, better yet, which on the large commercial deals is usually not feasible. But the not identifying enough property, not timely identifying. I have clients with $20 million exchanges that fail to initiate the exchange before they closed. You must initiate the exchange. You must contact asset preservation and ask for an exchange to be initiated. We prepare documents. They must be signed. There's closing instructions. When you close and the funds go to your attorney or your bank or yourself, you can't call me if you closed on Friday and call on Monday and want to set up the exchange. It's too late. You've got constructive receipt of the proceeds and a taxable event has occurred. So that is one of the most critical.
Yeah, I want to talk about that from the aspect of a real estate broker and the buy and sell part of all this. So, you know, you get a call as a real estate broker, the person goes, I need a 1031 exchange. I almost don't even pay attention because all they're doing is fishing. And, you know, it's odds are they're not going to buy your property. They're just looking to identify a bunch of properties. Do a lot of people not close on these deals?
No. In fact, if they're calling you and they are, you know, in their exchange period, which means during the first 45 days, they have a limit as to what they can identify. Now, they can identify three properties, and they can identify more than three. But even if they identify more than three, the total value, fair market value of what's on that list as of the date of identification cannot exceed two times what they sold for. So they cannot just include the entire MLS. So I don't think they're fishing. I think they're serious inquiries.
Well, you see, that's a real misnomer in the brokerage community. It's something that really needs to be focused on then. So I'm glad we brought that up today. Now,
the brokers that I work with call me before the client's even under contract because they want the client to get the ducks in a row on the sale. And then when they're ready to purchase, the brokers are calling to make sure the client's purchasing in the proper name, person or entity name, that they have the proper funds, that we are structuring the purchase with the right amount of equity and debt, so that the client can 100% defer their federal, state, and local taxes.
Now, does it have to be the same property? I mean, like an apartment guy sell an apartment project and buy a bunch of 1031, triple net deals? How does that work?
Yes, absolutely. You can, as long as it's real estate, and as long as it's held for investment or use in a trade or business, it doesn't matter what kind of real estate, industrial to vacant land, you can go from a rental residential project to a industrial site. You can go from multifamily to a bunch of single family rentals or a commercial office building or a fractional ownership interest in a commercial office building, such as the sponsors in the DST market offer today, or to a net.
That's what I was going to ask next. Is Delaware Statutory Trust, is a DST, how does that come into play here?
Well, we have a revenue procedure that specifies that DSTs, Delaware Statutory Trusts, qualify as replacement property in a 1031 exchange. So what are these creatures? What you're basically buying is a fractional ownership interest in a building or a portfolio of buildings that are owned initially by what's known as a sponsor, and that sponsor continues to manage the property throughout the ownership, but the sponsor offers fractional ownership interests to investors, most of whom are 1031 investors, because the wonderful thing about DSTs is they can be customized. So if you're coming out of a 1031 with $2 million and you need, and half of your $2 million is mortgage debt and half is equity, and you need to match that debt and equity, the ability of the sponsor to customize your product to match those needs is extremely high, and it's critical to the exchange. So if you come out with no debt and you don't want any debt, you could get into something that has little or no debt. If you came out with no debt and you want some debt, they'll find you a product that will give you the amount of leverage that you want to take on. So DSTs can be customized. They're wonderful investments if you want to be 100% passive. They are not good investments if you want to have liquidity, because once you're in, you do not control that investment. The sponsor will decide 5, 7, or 10 years down the road when to sell it. At that time, you will have the opportunity, again, to 1031. As I said, swap to your drop or to cash out and pay your taxes.
Now, most of the people I know that have looked into the DST marketplace and not been interested have been people that have been traditional real estate owners and operators before. I've seen and heard that the persons that it's most advantageous for are people that really aren't in the business of owning and operating real estate. And so I inquire, well, where do those people live? And they say Minnesota. Why would they say Minnesota?
No. I have a ton of clients that are selling assets that have appreciated like crazy. They're going to get killed with capital gain taxes. They're dentists. They're contractors. They don't know anything about real estate. They don't want to know anything about real estate. They just happen to be sitting on a gold mine, and they made a lot of money, and they don't want to pay taxes, and they want to go into a passive investment. In addition, there are out there operators that are long-term real estate operators that now want to step back and not operate anymore. They're tired, as my DST sponsors say all the time, they're tired of getting calls in the middle of the night to come fix the toilet. So you know, it is a passive investment that's perfect for many investors at a certain time in their life, and it's really a good alternative for particularly for clients that have 400 or 500, something under a million, where it might be very difficult in our, you know, crazy market to find something suitable. Certainly in New York City, if you're looking to spend $400,000, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I
picked Minnesota is because they're all farmers up there, and a lot of farmers I would think would fall into this as the farm passes from one generation to the next or gets gobbled up by a conglomerate. That's why I was mentioning Minnesota.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what else DST is terrific for. It's terrific. Let's say you're supposed to spend $3 million in an exchange and you've placed $2.6 million. You got $400 left over. You can put it into a DST as long as you properly identified it within the 45 calendar days.
Well, listen, we're pretty much close to out of time, Pamela. So if you could tell folks I'm here. Can you hear me?
Sure. I got you now. Yes, I sure can. Okay. Thank you again, Jim, for everything. So listen, we have an 800 number. My number is 866-317-1031. You can also find me at Pamela at APIExchange.com. And you can welcome to go to our website. It's a wealth of information, APIExchange.com. And Jim, thank you. And thank DJ again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Yeah, thank you again to DJ Van Curen and the Family Office Real Estate Magazine for bringing us Pamela, and we'll be right back after this break. We're going to be talking about doing due diligence for your family office investments in real estate. Back after this. Wanda, take it away.
Uh-huh.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. And now don't forget, Warren Henry's got an Audi store in Gainesville. Exceptional cars all, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed,
Enrique,
and Wanda Miles.
How are you?
On 880, The Biz.
It's a big thing. Hello?
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
This report is brought to you by Compassion International. Right now in Broward, we have an accident at 95 northbound right at Sterling Road. Two right lanes are blocked here. We also have another accident, 95 northbound at Sunrise Boulevard. Expect heavy delays around that area. And in Miami-Dade, we have a broken down car in the Dolphin westbound. Your left lane is blocked right before Northwest 17th Avenue. Expect that stop-and-go traffic from I-95. I'm Christina Melendez, and that's traffic.
All right, and this is Jim Freed. I want to remind everybody to give me a call at 305-773-630 if I can help you out with your commercial real estate. We're doing family office today, so I can say that I'm helping a lot of families place their debt and equity into real estate transactions right now. I'm also helping some families recapitalize their deals, and there's another family I'm helping as they reorient their portfolio away from a risk of a lot of guarantees on their properties to mostly non-guaranteed properties. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll help you evaluate your family's portfolio and help you make the good real estate decisions. Remember, when you call 305-773-6300, when you call me, it's all about you.
Stay in touch with us through your smartphone with the iHeart app, TuneIn app, or 880 The Biz app.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back here again. We're going to do a couple of minutes with Bruce Marks. Brooks has been fighting for the American dream here. He put the NACA group together, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what that is and why they're here in Miami this week.
Jim, it's really good to be here. Let's do the short version of NACA. NACA is a nonprofit homeownership advocacy organization. We're HUD certified. There are over 1,800 HUD-certified counseling agencies. NACA is one. We do over 50% of the counseling in the country. That means we do more than every other HUD-certified counseling agency combined through our 50 offices. And as we talked before, we have the best mortgage in America. No down payment, no closing costs, no fees, at a below-market fixed rate, over $13 billion of that one mortgage from Bank of America and City Mortgage. And not only that, you know, we don't look at someone's credit score. And why is that? Because, you know, the credit score is not an accurate reflection of whether someone is ready for home ownership or what they can afford. Because a lot of times someone's credit score is low because they have obligations that they don't control.
Because if you have to go to the emergency room, you have to have a medical procedure out there. You know, what happens is if you can't afford that, that's not a negative reflection of whether you're ready for home ownership. That says that we have a dysfunctional, unaffordable healthcare system in this country. So the fact of the matter is we look at payments that you control over the last 12 to 24 months. And so, you know, that's why we say, you know, for anybody who wants to be a homeowner, you know, we have a four-step process, a one-stop operation. It is at the Miami Airport Convention Center. It's at the DoubleTree. It's right at the DoubleTree Hotel. We're here for 4 days. We're here from 8 in the morning till late at night. So anybody that wants to be a homeowner needs to come here. Also, if anybody is a homeowner with an unaffordable mortgage, we can modify your mortgage on site. We got counselors, underwriters, all that ready to be here to get it done. It's free. So, you know, the fact of the matter is people have everything to gain and nothing to lose by being here. It's an investment of your time. So we see you here. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Jim.
All right. Listen, Bruce, I want to thank you so much for being here and having us on the show. We've got a lot of first responders that listen to the program. They come up to me at places like the ball game. So people that are out there, if you've been having trouble and struggling to get your mortgage done, please come over here and see Bruce. His team is headed up by Tim. They've got my good friend Steve. Steve is over here doing all of his stuff, too. And I want to thank everybody for being there today. Now we've got Brian Mick. We're on with Brian Mick. Brian is the president of the Mick Law Firm in Omaha, Nebraska. They're a provider of independent due diligence and legal services for various broker-dealers and registered investment advisors throughout the country. They're very involved in the family office real estate investing business. Again, I want to thank DJ Van Curen and the Family Office Real Estate Magazine for helping us connect with Brian. Brian, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks a bunch for having me tonight.
It's my absolute pleasure. You know, we were doing our first part of the show is on 1031s. We're helping America get financed here at this conference. And what I really wanted to do was ask you, you know, people go out, they buy these real estate securities. They, you know, maybe they're investing in a limited partnership and they really don't know what goes into the due diligence on those kind of projects. Can you help us understand that a little better?
Sure, you bet. So I spent 10 years at a couple of large law firms doing commercial real estate finance and development work, and then moved in-house with the broker-dealer. It was kind of a boutique broker-dealer, probably a precursor to what, you know, might look like a family office today, the Werner Trucking family, W-E-R-N-E-R. I worked inside there for 3 years and really learned how to structure, you know, Reg D offerings, negotiate with developers, making sure we were pushing, you know, investor rights and reporting and the proper, you know, economic structure up front, kind of alignment of interests. And then most importantly is underwriting the assets. So first we kind of take a, you know, securities lawyer disclosure perspective. We look at, you know, not only the disclosure issues, but the structure, and then most importantly, underwriting the assets. We utilize our real estate underwriters on the real estate side to really research the market. On energy deals, we've got two petroleum engineers down in Dallas and a geologist out in Pittsburgh who helps with the energy stuff. And then we've got you know, private equity analyst internally with his resources. So it's really looking at the deal and then looking at the wrapper on the deal.
Yeah, it would seem to me that the first thing I'd want to know is, are the group's assumptions right? I mean, you've got folks that understand market studies, feasibility studies, people that work for the big accounting firms, stuff like that.
Yeah, we do. We utilize, so our two underwriters work full-time for Kiewit, which is a big Fortune 500 privately held company that has, you know, construction, real estate, and mineral interests all over the country. So they have a lot of not only local operating contacts, but brokerage and finance contacts. And then we'll utilize Reese, CoStar, you know, some databases to really underwrite the particular asset to the particular submarket. So if it's a, you know, Class B office building in, you know, Plano, Texas, we're not looking at the downtown CBD Dallas. We're looking north, you know, within a radius, understanding vacancies, understanding concessions, rental rates, et cetera.
Now, you know, I know you go out to a lot of the family office conferences. Do you have any events that you guys run yourself that might be coming up?
Well, we have annually we do an energy symposium down in Dallas in May, and then our big real estate meeting is coming up in Scottsdale, October 21 to 23. So there we're going to have, you know, a number of folks who are issuers or sponsors of various real estate investments that we've scrubbed that we think are quality. They'll be there. We'll have a number of educational panels, one on underwriting, one on state of the markets. We're going to do kind of a buy-build or pref equity mezz analysis and panels in the multifamily space, in the senior living space, storage, and then we'll have a couple of lightning rounds on DSTs. You mentioned 1031 exchanges, the new kind of, you know, regulatory structure, if you will, or Delaware statutory trust for multiple owners. And then we'll have a lightning round on conservation easement investments that are, you know, have a development option, but also can involve a significant charitable contribution for, you know, a high net worth person that has a high income issue also.
So then who should attend this conference?
Well, I mean, we have a number of our broker-dealers and RIAs and a few family offices there. If they're a client or a prospective client of ours, it's gratis. It's a real good, you know, two-day learning experience. And being in Phoenix in, you know, later October is not a bad thing to do.
So then what would it be like if I was going to go out, buy a piece of property, wanted to put it in security? What would the process be like to get you guys to help me with my due diligence?
So are you talking about acquiring or developing and syndicating it yourself and raising capital, or are you talking about from the family office perspective, I'm thinking about making an investment with this developer or this sponsor?
Ooh, wow. Very well parsed. How about both?
Well, if you're looking to, you know, acquire, develop, and, you know, syndicate the equity, we do that on occasion. We have a treasure trove, as you might imagine, of documents from, you know, the largest law firms in the country: DLA Piper, Thompson & Knight, Dallas, you know, Baker McKenzie, Brian Cave, both in Chicago. So we're very well versed in putting the private placement memorandum together, the underlying, you know, operating agreement or limited partnership agreement, selling agreements, the Form D with the SEC, et cetera, qualifying the offering with various states. That's a very small part of our business, just because we're more valuable on the due diligence side for the firms that are looking to place capital, if you will. If somebody comes to us and is trying to raise equity through our client base, we send out an engagement letter. If it's somebody who plans on, you know, serial or programmatic offerings in a particular industry or asset class, we'll do what's called a sponsor opinion first, which is, you know, we visit the home, the corporate office. We interview all the C-level executives. We get a feeling for their not only strategic direction, you know, what's their view and how they structure their financing on deals. We're going to meet with the leasing and property management people. We're going to analyze their accounting systems, their IT security, interview their lawyers and accountants, do comprehensive background checks on everybody, officers, directors, 5% shareholders. We're going to pull files. We're gonna pull files of closed and cycled deals, and make sure that the IRRs and returns that have been advertised from historical performance are correct. And then we're gonna spit out a 40-page opinion to our clients on, hey, here's the history of this firm. We've validated their performance. You know, we've interviewed all the right people. Policies and procedures are correct. Protection of client or investor data is good. That's up to snuff. And then on the deal side, We're really, you know, we talked a little bit about the underwriting, and then we'll also obviously look at the offering document, the disclosures, the investor rights, et cetera, and we'll do a separate opinion on that. We'll look at the asset itself. We do our own Argus modeling. That's Argus is a popular software program in the commercial real estate industry. So we'll take market data that we research. We'll take the terms of the loan that, you know, might have been committed at this point, and we'll run our own numbers on a 10-year model. And then once we have the, you know, prospective asset performance at the asset level, we'll pour that into the partnership structure, right? So you have to determine whether there's a preferred return and what the split is, and whether there's, you know, intervals or waterfalls, where the split between the GP or the sponsor and the investors, you know, might change. So, and then you make some assumptions, obviously, on disposition, net operating income, disposition cap rates, you know, transactional or frictional costs on the back end, and we tell our clients, here's what we think this deal will do, and not only what we think this deal will do, but this is how this deal compares with other you know, investments we're looking at contemporaneously.
Can you stick with us and do another short segment, Brian? I know you're traveling, so do you got another 5-10 minutes for us?
Oh yeah, you bet.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll do a little bit of music, a little bit of advertising, and then we'll be right back. And again, I want to thank DJ Van Curen and the Family Office Real Estate Magazine for putting this all together for us. Wanda, take it away.
When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried.
Hey, a new study just came out. Claims that no.
And Wanda Miles.
No amount of alcohol is good for you.
On 880, The Biz.
Do we look like we want what's good for us?
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnects, the future of real estate networking.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Oh, it's me. Well, hey, thank you so much. I want to thank everybody for listening today. This is Jim Fried. As always, I want to remind you that you should give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you, not just a catchphrase. We're helping families all across the country deploy capital and invest that capital in asset classes such as, well, apartments, single-family homes, multifamily apartment buildings, as well as memory care, industrial, and office. So if you've got a capital need, give us a call. We probably have a family that we can match you up with. And I know families love to deal direct with families. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Sandstone was recently
recognized as a family office real estate advisor's global leader by Family Capital Magazine. And we're also in South Florida's top 25 commercial real estate firms as listed by the South Florida Real Estate Journal. So if we can help you, give us a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with Brian Mick. He's the president and founder of the Mick Law Firm out in Nebraska. Hey, Brian, what you didn't know is my family was originally from Des Moines. They wanted me to go to Creighton as well. Actually, my grandfather did go to Creighton, so how about that? We're almost like alumni friends.
Yeah, that's impressive. Go Blue Jays.
Okay, hey, they're actually a fabulous basketball team almost every year.
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit more now. You know, one of the important things that I think you do is keep people honest and on the straight and narrow. You do that with your FINRA reviews. Tell me a little bit about what that is.
Well, we do the not only the background, you know, sponsor level stuff, on-site interviews, et cetera, but we're going to do the what they call reasonable basis suitability analysis, make sure that our client firms have the appropriate reporting and documentation for their files. But, you know, it's not just looking at disclosures and structure and doing background, ensuring that no bad actors are in the deal. I can't emphasize enough the importance on the underwriting side, and we're seeing in this market, we're seeing some, you know, some warning signs and some certain asset classes. And again, you look at Class A multifamily, right? I mean, in a lot of markets, we're at sub 5 caps on Class A multifamily, and you have debt in the 4s. So there's not a lot of positive leverage there. And if you look at, you know, some stress valuation metrics, there's really two, you know, leading indicators, in our opinion. When you have rents that are still rising, but they're doing so at a decelerating rate period over period, and vacancies are starting to tick up in certain markets. So what's the strategy there? Well, if you like multifamily for the long term, you don't want to be the last common dollar in the deal, right? You want to find a legitimate value-add rehab flip where you can create some value, or depending on the market, depending on the number of permits and the units being delivered and what the economics look like right now in that submarket, you might be a developer. You might go in and provide mezz equity. If there's a developer out there that's very, very experienced and may have a couple of quality projects on the board, you say, listen, you're in a first loss position, Mr. Developer. You put in 10% of the cash or 20% of the cash, and I'll give you some prep or some mezz in the middle of that. I'll take a little bit off my, you know, expected return being higher in the capital stack, but I de-risk the deal quite a bit. So that's the kind of stuff. It's not just the legal side of it. It's really the underwriting and looking at the macro trends.
No.
Storage is another area that's getting a little hot.
Well, Brian, I could tell you for one thing, and listening to you, you're not really a lawyer. You're a real estate business person.
Well, thank you. And I tell you what I'm doing on the side right now, Jim, is doing hard money loans and sale leasebacks on farms here in the Midwest. The row crop farmers, soybean and corn, they haven't made money for 4 or 5 years, and the banks have been complicit in causing the problem. Gee, haven't we heard something like that 2007-2008? So there's some opportunities in the ag space right now. You got to zig when others are zagging, you know.
Well, listen, we talked a little bit about the 1031 in the agriculture business, and I would like to get you back on the show to specifically talk about what you see in the investing market. So maybe we can do that in the next coming weeks, either through DJ, maybe DJ can set that up. Brian, if people want to find you in the Mick Law Firm, how do they do that?
Yeah. We're on the web, www.micklawpc.com. My direct dial is the easiest, 402-275-1880. We would love to help anybody out to whatever extent they need. They need underwriting. You want an analysis on the deal. You need a lawyer to help you, you know, negotiate or close the financing or the transaction. We can We can sure do that. We can also represent folks looking to raise capital.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much. And again, I want to thank DJ Van Curen from the Real Estate Family Office Magazine. And of course, I want to thank you. I mean, I got that backwards. The Real Estate Family Office Magazine. Oh, it's the family. DJ, I'm sorry. It's been one of those days. DJ Van Curen from the Family Office Estate Magazine. Well, I'm at this big conference, and there's like 600 computers and 1,000 people, and they just keep getting my attention. Brian, thank you so much for being on the show with me today.
You bet, Jim. Great talk.
All right, we'll get you back on the show soon. Okay, you too. I want to thank our sponsors, of course, the folks here at the NACA conference. Come out here today and through Sunday and get a good mortgage. If you're having trouble or need to renegotiate your mortgage, come on out here. They're at the it used to be the Radisson Design Center. It's out here by the southwest corner of the airport. And I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson Integrated, Real Connects, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Drakel Brands. But, of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. The website gets lots of hits. Thank you to Robert Fitz for continuing to do the website. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, as soon as Robert can get it up there. Hey, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Well, I'll be broadcasting live from the grand opening, or I guess it's really the construction kickoff of the Underline at the SLS Hotel. My guests will be the guys from ISG Real Estate. Will talk about international investing in condos. Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way, the other finds the excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.
This is a Bloomberg Market Minute. The Thursday session on Wall Street was marked by heavy volatility and more heavy losses. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 546 points, more than 2%, to 25,052. The Nasdaq closed 92 points lower, a loss of 1.25%. The S&P 500 lost 57 points, or 2%. Christina Hooper of Invesco tells Bloomberg Radio she thinks this will pass.
I would expect a bottom to occur within the next